محترم سامعین گرام، ہمارے اگلے مقرر ہیں جناب سید شاہ ویکین عربی صوبوں کے طالب علم جناب سید شاہ نواز، ان کو میں دعوت دیتا ہوں کہ وہ آئے اور اسلام عالمی مذہب کے موضوع پر انگلش میں خطاب کریں.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ رب العالمین والعاقبۃ للمتقین، الصلاۃ والسلام علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین، اما بعد. ریسپیکٹڈ اینڈ آنریبل صدر جلسہ، مائی ڈیئر ٹیچرس، ایلڈرس اینڈ بردرس، وتھ آل دی ایڈوانسمنٹس اینڈ چینجز دیٹ آر ہیپننگ ان ٹوڈیز ورلڈ، The world has become a very small global community. We can call it as a global society. With the advancements in businesses, trade, communication, transportation, the traveling between countries that used to take days now gets completed in hours. The journeys that were accomplished in hours are now completed in minutes. The state of communication is such that a person living in Germany, Australian or an American is reading the same information, is getting the same feeds at the same time. With all these changes happening in this world, there is another change that is happening, and that is the change in the society and culture. The walls that were drawn before of society and culture are now diminishing. In the past, we used to call the Western culture as Western culture and the East as the East, but now there is no wall. There is the style and the society are intermingling, intermixing. Now when the society and the civilization are becoming one, isn't there a need that the religion should also be one? Because let's say a society and style is same for a group of people, but they have different beliefs, there will definitely be clashes. It is against nature. So this will require a deen, a religion that fits, that doesn't believe in, that believes in equality, that doesn't discriminate between nations and color. A Muslim, when he from morning till evening, when he offers salat, when he reads the nafil ibadat, he's calling only one Allah, unified one Allah. A Muslim cannot say that I only believe in the prophets that were sent to Syria, India or Sindh. A Muslim will say, I will also believe in the prophets that were sent to the entire world. There is no discrimination among the prophets. We don't restrict ourselves to Isa alayhi salam or Musa alayhi salam. A Muslim doesn't believe in inequality between colors. When in a global society, when people are living together, the colored and the white are together. Islam doesn't teach us discrimination between colors. When different nationalities are living together, a person cannot say that I am an Indian first and then I am a Muslim. No, Islam doesn't teach us this. Islam first and then the nationality. So a religion that fulfills all these things, Islam that we have today with us. My dear respected brothers, this Islam came to us through the book of Allah, the Quran. A revolutionary book. A book such that the huffaz in this world, for any book, you can count. They are spread, they are many. A revolutionary book that answers to questions of every life of every person. Whether he is living in the North Pole or the South Pole, East or the West. That is the Quran that teaches us. The Quran, the value of Quran, my dear respected brothers, we have not even made an initiative to understand that. It gives protection to life. If you read Quran, you will know. If you learn Quran, you will know. If you understand Quran, you will know. It talks about protection of life. It talks about protection of wealth. It talks about protection of honor. It talks about protection of livelihood. This is the Quran that we have. This is the greatest gift that we have today. And this is the solution for a global society. And what else does Quran do? There are many things, the many miracles of the Quran. The other thing Quran does is it makes personalities. Today, you go to any university, any school, they teach you the art of science, engineering, medicine, accounts, everything. But they don't teach personality development. Only little values are said. Don't lie. Don't steal. These are the little values they say. But Quran makes personalities. My dear respected brothers, very short example. In the scorching heat of Arabia, as a battle is taking place, a real battle, not the battle that we learn and understand today, that a plane goes and drops bombs on innocent people who are in the hospitals. No, a real battle, a battle between truth and falsehood. Hazrat Ali, he is dominating an enemy. In this situation, Hazrat Ali, who is batting for the cause of Allah, is dominating an enemy. He is on the enemy, his sword is on his neck. He is about to kill him. In this situation, what does the enemy does? Out of animosity, anger, he spits on the face of Hazrat Ali karamallahu wajhah. Now, in the science of war, in the understanding of war in today's world, what does the army teach us? That in this state, you kill the person more than you have ever wanted to. But Hazrat Ali gets up and walks away. The enemy is in shock. What happened? He was almost about to kill me. Why did he go away? He runs behind and asks this question. Why did you not kill me? Hazrat Ali says, when I was about to kill you, the battle was between Allah and his enemy. The battle was between Allah and his enemy. When you spat on my face or when you spit on my face, the battle changed. Now Ali's nafs came in the middle. And Ali doesn't fight anybody for his nafs, but he fights only for Allah. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu gets up and walks. That's the reason I got up and walk away. Hearing this, the enemy of Islam is so much impressed by the thoughts that he accepts in the Islam right away. This is the personality development that Islam teaches us. And where does this start? In the Islamic institutions. And what are the Islamic institutions? Islamic institutions are nothing but the madaris, the madarsas, that the real education is taught. My dear respected brothers, this time and age, whether we are small, we are young, we are old, we have to make an effort to go to these madaris and learn the knowledge of deen. Because this is going to be the religion of the world. This is going to be the religion of the world. If you take it with pleasure, take it. Otherwise, with this ahkam, that you will be forceful to take it, because you don't want to miss the values of Quran. You don't want to miss the value of Islam. My dear respected brothers, with these little words, I would like to end my talk. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding and help us to practice upon this.